This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump addressed the National Prayer Breakfast Thursday. He again mentioned, as he did during the campaign, that the Johnson Amendment's days are numbered. That bill, authored by then-Senator, later President Lyndon Baines Johnson, essentially traded IRS charity deductions for churches in exchange for their political silence. Perhaps most heartening, however, was President Trump's gratitude expressed for people who offered to pray for him. In related news, a leaked document shows that the president may be considering an executive order protecting groups and individuals' rights to conscience. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. Abby Johnson is blasting a Huffington Post editor who says pro-life people need to get educated about how nice Planned Parenthood is for women's medical care. Johnson ran a big Texas Planned Parenthood and says if the 650 nationwide Planned Parenthoods were to disappear, there would be tens of thousands of federal clinics to pick up the slack and provide real care, minus those pesky abortions that are Planned Parenthood's stock in trade. And Operation Rescue notes that the abortionist with arthritis so bad that his co-workers are turning on him is back doing late-night abortion care in suburban D.C., Germantown, Maryland. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.